Welcome in. Today we're building a moonlit jungle swing breakdown in Ableton Live 12 that feels like it's coming through a slightly dodgy pirate transmitter at 2 a.m. Not a dead air breakdown, not a pads and nothing else moment. This is the kind of breakdown that still rolls, still hypnotizes, still threatens the drop the entire time and then sets up a clean, nasty re-entry. We're working advanced today, so I'm going to talk like you already know your way around live, but I'll add the teacher commentary that saves you from the classic mistakes, especially around swaying and timing. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's the pocket. You can drift a couple BPM either way, but 174 is a sweet spot for that rolling, late-night tension. Now create three drum tracks. First one is drum anchor. This is your kick and snare one-shots, minimal and authoritative. Second is break layer. That's your amen-ish loop or slices. Third is tops and ghosts. That's where the shakers, hats, rides, tiny ticks, and the quiet ghost snares live. Group all three into a drums group. Think of that group as your broadcast feed. Everything we do later with band limiting and saturation is going to sell the pirate radio concept, and grouping keeps it clean. Create two return tracks. Return A is dub room. This is a short, gritty space. Return B is radio verb. Longer and hazier, like the signals bouncing off the night air. On dub room, drop a standard reverb. Keep it short. Decay somewhere around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so it doesn't smear the transient. Low cut around 250 to 400 Hz, and high cut around 6 to 8K so it stays gritty. After that, add saturator with soft clip-on, drive maybe 2 to 5 dB. Then EQ 8 to tame boxiness if it shows up around 300 to 500. On radio verb, use hybrid reverb, algorithmic hall. Decay 3 to 6 seconds, but band limit it hard, low cut 400 to 800 Hz, high cut 4 to 6K, then auto filter in band pass mode around 1.5 to 3K, gentle resonance, and a utility at the end to control width and level. This return is vibe, not volume. Now, let's build the anchor groove. Open drum anchor and load a drum rack. Pick a kick that's short and punchy, not a sub monster. In the breakdown, we want movement and impact without stealing the drop sub real estate. For snare, go for something with a jungle-ish crack, a mid-forward snap. Program a simple two-bar pattern. Put your main kick on 1.1. Optionally, add a light kick or ghost on 1.3.3 if you want a hint of forward lean, but don't overdo it. Put the snare on 1.2 and 1.4, the classic drum and bass backbeat. Start with consistent velocities around 100 to 115. We'll humanize later, but first we need to know what stable sounds like. Process the anchor gently. EQ 8. Roll off below 30 or 40 Hz, because rumble in the breakdown just eats headroom and muddies the drop contrast. If it's cloudy, dip 200 to 350 a little. Then drum bass. Drive around 5 to 15%. Boom at 50 to 80 Hz, but keep it cautious. If your breakdown gets too thick down there, the drop won't feel like it arrives. Finish with glue compressor, just 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction, slower attack like 10 to 30 milliseconds, release on auto. That keeps it together without flattening. Quick coach note, do the snare authority test early. Mute the break and mute the tops, and listen to just the anchor. If it still feels like it's rolling forward, you've earned the right to get messy on top. If it collapses, fix the anchor before you blame swing settings. Now the break layer. This is where moonlit funk becomes pirate energy. If you want fast and effective, drag in an immense style loop on break layer. Warp on. Try complex pro if it's messy or tonal. And try beats if it's very percussive. The goal is it locks to 174 without warping artifacts that sound like a blender. Open groove pool in Live 12. Add a groove. A great starting point is an MPC 16 swing in the 57 to 63 range. Then drag that groove onto your break clip. Here's where advanced people still mess up. Timing amount. Start lower than your ego wants. Set timing around 30 to 55%. Velocity 10 to 25% so the hits breathe. Random 2 to 8% for that broadcast life. But keep it subtle. Bass at 1/16 for jungle shuffle territory. And here's the workflow that keeps it sounding intentional. Apply the groove for the macro feel. Then commit it once it's close. Commit makes the groove become real timing and velocity changes. Which means now you can edit like a surgeon instead of wrestling a moving target. Then we go micro-timing. This is the secret sauce. If you slice the break to MIDI instead, you can do this even more precisely. Right-click the break, slice to new MIDI track. Use transient slicing most of the time. Then in the new drum rack, delete or disable slices that are too busy. Emphasize the main snares, the ghost's snares, and the little hat ticks. Now micro-timing guardrails, because without them you end up with spaghetti. Keep the main kick and main snare basically on grid. 0 to plus 5 milliseconds late, rarely more. Ghost snares can go late by 8 to 20 milliseconds. Hats can be early or late, but decide a direction per pattern so it doesn't smear. A good range is minus 8 to plus 10 milliseconds. So do this. Pick a handful of ghost notes and nudge them late, say plus 12 milliseconds as a starting point. Pick a couple hat ticks and nudge them slightly early, maybe minus 5 milliseconds. That push-pull creates urgency and drag at the same time. That's the pirate swagger. If you push everything late, you don't get swagger, you get sluddish. Processing on the break layer. Start with auto-filter low-pass around 8 to 12k in the first 4 bars of the breakdown, then automate it down to 2 to 4k by around bar 8. That gives you the tuning away darkness that builds tension. Add saturator, drive 3 to 7 dB, soft clip-on. Add a tiny redux, just a touch of downsample around 1.2 to 1.8 for grit. Then EQ8, high pass 80 to 120Hz to keep the drop sub clean, and if you need more radio bite, a small boost around 1.5 to 3k. Now tops and ghosts. This track is the pirate operator, the person tapping the desk, moving the fader, keeping the signal alive. Program a closed hat pattern in 16THS, but remove a chunk of steps. Take out 20 to 40% so it's syncopated. Put accents on offbeats. Then add ghost snares that lead into the main snare. Example placements. Little taps around 1.1.4, 1.2.3, 1.3.4, 1.4.3. Keep their velocities low, like 15 to 45. You want them felt, not heard as extra snare. Apply the same groove as the break, but with less timing amount so it doesn't get messy. Timing 20 to 40%. Random can be a touch higher than the anchor, like 4 to 10%, because tops can handle instability better. Process tops with a EQ8 high pass 300 to 600. Add auto pan subtly, 10 to 20% amount, rate 1/8 or 1/4, phase 180 so it widens without making you seasick. Then a light drum bus drive, 2 to 6%, just to gel it. Now we build the transmission bus on the drums group. This is where the whole concept becomes obvious. First, EQ8 for band limiting. High pass 120 to 200Hz. Low pass 4.5 to 7k. That's the transmitter bandwidth. If you want the AM bite, add a tiny peak around 2.2k. Small, you're hinting at a radio presence band, not making it harsh. Then saturator, drive 2 to 6 dB, soft clip-on. Optional but tasty, pedal in OD mode, drive low like 5 to 15%, tone to taste. Don't fry the hats. After that, regular compressor, not glue, because we want a broadcast clamp. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, release 60 to 140. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of reduction on peaks. Optional vinyl distortion for a hint of age. Keep it subtle. Tracing model on. Drive low, crackle low. If it sounds like a vinyl plugin, it's too much. You want equipment, not gimmick. Automation is everything here. In the first 8 bars, keep it more band limited. Then from bars 9 to 16, slowly open that low pass, like from around 5k up toward 10 to 14k. It feels like the signal is tuning in, and that naturally raises energy without adding more notes. Extra pro move, check your swing in mono at low volume. If it grooves quietly in mono, it will groove anywhere. Pirate energy lives in mid-range transients and timing relationships, and mono exposes whether your pocket is real or just stereo trickery. Now let's arrange a 16-bar breakdown that actually builds tension. Bars 1 to 4. Tuning in. Keep the anchor snare on 2 and 4. Consider removing the kick for the first 2 bars, or making it very sparse. The break layer is filtered and quieter, low pass around 8 to 10k. Add radio verb send mostly on ghost hits, not on the main snare. That keeps authority up front and haze behind it. Bars 5 to 8. Signal locks. Bring in the kick quietly or sporadically. Increase the break volume slightly. Here's a paradox that works. Automate the drums group low pass even darker for a moment, down to around 4 to 6k. Darker can feel tenser, because the listener subconsciously waits for the brightness to return. Bars 9 to 12, interference and hype. Add one signature fill, like a one-beat snare roll, but keep your swing applied. This is important. If your fill snaps to straight timing while everything else is swung, it sounds pasted in. Add a noise swell on an audio track. White noise sample is fine, or use operator noise. Band pass it around 1 to 4k and automate resonance slightly. Then sprinkle short dub delays using echo on a return, 1/8.it or 1/4, low feedback, filter it dark, even better, sidechain compress the interference track from the anchor snare, so every time the snare hits, the crack still punches through the haze. That's how you stay gritty without masking the groove. Bars 13 to 16. Read entry setup. Start opening the highs again. Add snare pickups in bar 16, like a 1/16 or even 1/32 build, but keep the swing until the last beat. Then, right before the drop, do a hard moment of vacuum. Last half beat, mute the break layer, or do the drop impact trick. Automate a utility on the drums group down to minus infinity for the last quarter note. Let the reverb tail continue on the return. Then the drop hits dry and massive. One more advanced trick for late snare feel without ruining the dance floor. Keep the main snare on grid, but add a very quiet flam after it, like plus 10 to 15 milliseconds. The ear hears looseness, but the body still feels the backbeat locked. Before we wrap, a quick list of common mistakes to actively avoid while you're building. Don't overswing the main snare. If the backbeat drifts, dancefloor confidence collapses. Anchor snare is the carrier signal. Ghosts and tops can misbehave. The anchor cannot. Don't let random timing touch everything equally. Random is spice. Put more of it on hats and ghosts, less on kick and snare fundamentals. Don't band limit with no evolution. If nothing changes for 8 bars, the breakdown feels static even if the rhythm is good. Pick 2 automation lanes every 4 bars. For example, break filter, cutoff and reverb send, or saturation drive and interference level. 2 lanes. Commit.